This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. A lot going on, obviously, as we get closer and closer to the start of the Philly season. Now just 1 week away. Now, unfortunately, it fills with some news yesterday that Ranger is dealing with a back issue again. And that means Taiwan Walker could get some starts in the early part of this portion of the season. That's not good. So, look, we'll talk a ton about the Phils today. We'll talk today about the Eagles, as obviously their offseason rolls on. A lot of press conferences yesterday from the Birds, so we'll get to some of the audio of that. We will honor Joe Wechter today. It is his final day with us here on WIP. So we got nothing but love for Joe, and looking forward to honoring him today. A lot of his old cohorts, our buddies from the prior morning show, will be in today, including Angelo and Al, and obviously Rhea here, and Jonesy, and Conklin. So, look, we got a lot to do, and all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Una Chaplin played Robb Stark's wife.
Yeah, I remember her.
On Game of Thrones.
Liked her.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
You really remember her?
Yeah, she was honorable. She was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honorable is a
she
first
a
time
nurse.
I've used,
she
I've
was
ever
a nurse.
Heard you use the term honorable
yeah, she
to
was
describe
a nurse.
Someone.
She was a nurse, and she was a good person, and it was a shame when she got killed.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Una Chaplin was, she's Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter.
Wow. That's a great
Charlie
fact.
Charlie Chaplin, the man who Joe told us was the greatest entertainer
maybe the
actor.
Of all time. Might
actor,
be, might
he
be,
said.
Might no, be. The finest actor of all time.
Yeah, he certainly might be. I mean, my God, the guy he entertained with no words. James, how can you think anything otherwise?
I mean, my God, the man.
Oh, Joe, do you want to try it?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, good call,
can I ask a question? Has anyone ever entertained in radio without words?
Go.
Joe Wechter.
Joe
there
Wechter.
There we go.
That's right. That was a setup for you. That was a setup. Look, good morning, everyone. We honor Joe today on his final day here at WIP after a tremendous 38-year career, obviously behind the scenes. So, you know, you don't hear from Joe. Every once in a while you hear his voice. But for the most part, you didn't for many, many years. But please know, he had a massive impact, obviously, on Angelo and that morning show, on our show. We're so happy to have him as a friend and have for so many years as a colleague. And we want to send him off in grand fashion today. So if you want to, you know, call in and pay tribute to Joe, please do. At 215-592-9494, because there's a lot to pay tribute about with Mr. Wechter. Now, let's also get to the Phils, John. Bad news yesterday with the Ranger situation. So he's got a back. If you remember, that was a problem last year. Derailed at least a third of his year, but impacted the back end dramatically. So, look, that's something to get into. But so, too, is the team at large. I mean, we're 1 week out from opening day. Phils start on the road this season, so they'll be on the road next week. They'll be back from Florida, obviously, coming up really soon. And get this thing cranked up for what should be a very exciting but compelling, but also, you know, a year where we just don't know. There's no way until you get to October, and you hope to get to October, and I think they will get to October to find out how it'll all, you know, finish out. Mm-hmm. But one way or the other, John, this is compelling. And I'm curious from you and everyone at 215-592-9494 a week from the start of this thing, what is rattling through your mind about the Philadelphia Phillies as they embark on the 2025 season? John, what hits you?
It hits me that Christopher Sanchez is likely going to explode into like national prominence more than ever before.
A lot of people saying that.
Even though it feels like it, I think we all know that he's got the goods, but I don't know that the rest of the world knows that.
I agree with that.
I'm thrilled about Bryson Stott being healthy. I didn't know he was unhealthy. I was very troubled by the season that he put out there last year. And now we all know that he was too, and we know why the season was the way that it was, because he was injured. He had nerve damage that he was dealing with every time he overswung. He'd hyperextend his elbow. He had all sorts of problems. His plate acumen, his plate discipline is back. You know, this spring, I know that I'm not supposed to read in, but, you know, you read in a little bit when the guy, I really, really appreciate Bryson Stott for the way he, you know, approaches at the plate. He's always been smart and you know, advanced, ahead of his years.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think
and
that's fair.
Last year, it didn't always look that way. So it's great to see that he's walking a ton again, you know, in Clearwater. He's got his OPS this spring is up over 900 when last I looked. And again, he didn't complain last year, but it's great to know that this year he's going to be a better version of what we saw.
Well, he certainly should be. So look, there's so much about this team to obviously get into at 215-592-9494. And I am excited, John, to see Stott hopefully get back on the path to where we envisioned 2 years ago he would be, which is an ascending player who could develop into an all-star. He really does have that capability. He's already an outstanding defender.
He
showed a lot of signs as a good hitter early. Last year got weird. The injury, obviously, we now know, but didn't know during the season.
It explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. And I agree with that. And by the way, he talked about it 2 days ago on WIP, and we're going to play that audio today. Him detailing the injury, how it happened, how it affected him. It was some really interesting stuff. We'll get to that.
Fascinated to learn more. So that's exciting to me.
Yep.
What about the pitching prospect that we still, I have no idea what it's going to look like when Andrew Painter finally comes up.
Yeah.
But he is the finest pitching prospect in the history of the Phillies organization, and he's about to come up in whatever it is, July.
Think about that.
He's definitely the best pitching prospect, Phillies prospect, without a doubt.
I don't know about that.
I feel incredibly confident.
I don't know. I mean, that might be true. It might not. I mean, Cole was up there. I mean, Robin Roberts was a Phil.
Think about the commotion.
What was he ranked in the prospect rankings, Joe?
I have no idea. Well, if you don't know, how can you say
I'm telling you, Andrew Painter's the best pitching
prospect. If you don't know where Robin Roberts was ranked,
since,
how do you know Painter?
Since they started ranking prospects, Painter's the best we've had.
We finally get to see the finest prospect in the history of our organization. He's going to come up at some point, and maybe we don't know what's going on with Rangers back now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be even earlier than we thought with Andrew Painter. I can't wait to see what he's got.
I like that also. So look, I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. What's rattling through your mind a week out from the start of this thing? So many aspects to address. I'll start with this one, and I've never in my life been this confused about something that is so simple but now isn't. Do I even want my team to win the division? I don't know. I don't know. I think I lean yes, but I don't know, man. There is a lot of history in the now 3 years of this new playoff format that if you win the division and get the bye, that you lose in your first round that you play, which is
years?
The second round. Three.
3 years of a new playoff format.
I know. But John,
you're going to lean into that as something that's hard and fast proof that will affect our current team.
It
has nothing to do.
Well, hold on, John. Don't be a butthead.
No, you know what has to do with everything?
We have empirical evidence of teams that shut
hot at the right time.
You know what doesn't help that? You know what doesn't help that? Not playing baseball for a week.
It's hard
to be hot when you haven't played for a week. That's what happens to the teams.
And you know how hit and miss that part is?
No, I understand that. But look, here's the deal, guys. I'm not saying I don't want them to win the division. And I tend to agree with John that I
I think I want them to, but I'm telling you, I'm not sure. I'm being honest.
The
I'm
way
telling
I look
you,
at that,
I'm not sure.
I think. All right, I get that.
Because the Dodgers didn't win the World Series last year going that path. But, man, a lot of teams have gotten clipped.
I'm okay if we don't. I'm okay if we don't have a first round bye, so to speak. I'm okay if we have to play. Because I just saw our Eagles, and I know it's crossing it weird going sport to sport,
sure.
Different sports. I saw our Eagles play through the wild card round and win the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I know that it helps
it's different,
to stay.
Though.
The concept is the same. Sometimes it helps to stay warm through
right.
the playoffs. Sometimes it helps not to sit for an entire week
yeah.
or more.
No, I get it.
So, whatever happens in terms of seeding. I expect that this offense will figure out a way to time it up better than they did last year
I won't expect
at
it.
Timing it up, peaking at the right time,
I would hope for it. I certainly won't expect it. That's me. After all the years we've seen them in October where it's inconsistent. Look, 215-592-9494. What is hitting you a week out from the Phils? Let me give you another one. I cannot believe that we maybe or probably are on the precipice of seeing Taiwan Walker start again. I can't believe it. So if you missed it yesterday, the Phillies announced Ranger's got a back issue. By the way, it happened on the same day that Taiwan pitched for the Phils and got bombed, got booed off the mound. And so, look, the good thing about the early part of the year, you got more off days, so you don't need a fifth starter as much. The bad thing is Taiwan's still Phil. That's unbelievable to me. James, give me something that's hitting you a week out from the Phillies.
I'll stick with pitching, but it's a positive. I can't wait for the two lefties. I know Ranger's hurt, but I'm Chris Sanchez, I've already said I think he's a dark horse Cy Young contender.
Mm-hmm.
That's how in on Chris Sanchez I am this year. I think he's going to be the Phillies' second best starter easily. I think the dude's going to be awesome this year. And Jesus Luzardo, man, just wait. I think he's going to be the Phillies' third best starter. I think it's going to be Wheeler, Sanchez, Luzardo
wow.
by the end of the year. Maybe Painter will see how great he is when he as young as he is. But, I think Luzardo is a stud. This guy has so much talent. Like, the Phillies have done such a great job of taking guys and making them better on the pitching side. That has been something we've seen the last few years. I mean, Chris Sanchez, a perfect example of that.
Hoffman and Strom.
They've done it with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
I think Luzardo...
Taiwan?
Luzardo has all the talent in the world, and he's put it together a little bit. I think this year, Jesus Luzardo, Phillies fans are going to be really excited that guy's a Philly.
All right, look, I want to hear from you. Week out from the Phils, what are you thinking? 215-592-9494. I'm going to give you one more, and you can react to this. Agree or disagree. I think it is unbelievably unfair when people lump the Phillies... last 3 years in with the prior 7 years of the Sixers. Like, well, my team makes the playoffs and always lose. Now, obviously, there's no comparison to the Phillies right now and the Sixers right now because the Sixers completely fell apart. We all understand that. But the Sixers had made the playoffs 7 straight years. They kept losing. And I get really frustrated when people lump the Phillies in with that because I think the Phillies have given us a lot more than what the Sixers gave us in the playoffs and, frankly, in the regular season as well to a large extent. But look, you tell us. Where do you stand on all this? 215-592-9494. A week to the start of the season. What's rattling through your mind with the fighting Phils? We'll get to a lot of Joe Wechter stuff. He'll join us on the show. So will Angelo, Al, and the whole gang. We got a lot to do today. Your chance to win the comedian tickets. Your chance to call in. 215-592-9494. We'll get to some Eagle stuff as well on 94WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball because through the first two rounds of the tournament, you bet on the lowest winning seed of the day and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. This year, there are some great mid-majors that could pull off a stunner also. A San Diegan team still in it. A San Diegan team. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines and team totals, plus so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, JONR, to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day. It feels so good to back the dog of the day because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to bet and win today.
All right, so let me give you a Fred Johnson prediction. You may have just heard Rhea say in the update, he is gone. And he did a nice job when he filled in. So, I mean, this is no disrespect.
He was really good against Trey Hendrickson in the Bengals game.
Who?
Trey Hendrickson
gotcha.
In the Bengals game.
Yeah.
He was really very good.
So, I mean, this is no disrespect to Fred Johnson at all. But I'm going to give you a prediction.
Uh-oh.
He's a 10-year-from-now guy, maybe a 5-year-from-now guy we will not ever remember. He's that guy. He's the guy when the Eagles have a reunion. Welcome, Fred Johnson.
Part of the problem
people are
is
like, who the hell
this is Fred. Rude. I'll remember Fred
I
Johnson.
Don't know, James.
Super Bowl champion James. Fred Johnson. It's outrageous.
It's James. A nondescript
guy started
name.
Six games
James,
this year.
Danelle Ellerbe started a ton for the 2017
and you know
Eagles.
You know who I remember? Danelle Ellerbe.
But you remember because
no,
we've
know.
Discussed it.
Know,
most
know.
People don't.
I know.
Most people don't.
I won't forget you.
I'm astonished at the amount of... just dismissiveness, some players who have gone, who have got... It's like, all we ever want is a Super Bowl.
Right.
Ah, these guys, whatever.
Yeah. No, he did a nice job stepping in.
He did.
He did. He did a solid job. He really did. So we'll see. We'll see what he's got. I mean, what they've got behind him now.
Nice goodbye on the way out. Hey, Fred, no one's going to remember you. See you, pal. Get
Emma,
out.
Emma, John,
get
out. Mom, John, 10 years from now, are you going to remember Fred Johnson? Come
he
on.
He was gigantic. He was really good. 6 starts.
Yeah. 6 starts for the Super Bowl champion. The best Eagles team we've ever seen in our life. The guy started 6 games.
No. I probably won't remember.
We'll say.
But
we'll
I think it's more the fault of his name, Fred Johnson.
Well, that's
it
part
is
of
a
it.
Very, yeah, forgettable yeah. name.
That's an
nondescript name.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's go to the phone. So we'll do some Eagles offseason stuff. They had a lot of press conferences yesterday, but also a ton today on the Phils. A week out from the start of the season. Your chance to win Jim Gaffigan tickets. We'll get to that shortly. Gary in Whitehall right now. Good morning, Gary. There you go, Gary. Good start.
Congratulations, Joe Wechter.
Yeah.
Enjoy your freedom.
Enjoy your what?
Freedom. Freedom, he said.
Yeah. Dude, if you're going to go freedom, go Mel Gibson, man. I mean, make it real. Come on, but go ahead.
No more 2:30 a.m. wake-up calls.
That's true. That is true.
You know, he told me he turned his alarm off this morning, like that, you know, the daily alarm. He's like, I turned it off. I'm like, that is amazing.
Gary, he did that. That shift, this shift, 35 years. 35
yeah.
years.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Well deserved. I mean, putting up with Angelo for all that time. I mean, that's well deserved.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, what do you got on the Phillies, Gary?
That comment I heard yesterday from our manager, Rob Thompson, saying that Taiwan Walker looked very good. He had movement on his splitter, a lot of balls in the dirt, swings and misses. I checked the box score. What was it, 3 2/3, 9 hits, 6 earned runs? That's really good.
Let me tell you this, Gary. I find Rob Thompson's, I'm going to base this on last season. His continuous public praising of Taiwan Walker to be really irritating. He's too smart a guy to keep going down that road, and I don't know why he did it so often last year. I know there's something to be said for the Andy Reid school of thought. Let's not criticize our players publicly. Let's prop them up. And I get that to an extent. Rob Thompson takes it too far. He takes it. I mean, it's like when Andy used to tell you that Todd Pinkston was like all yeah. that in a bag of chips. It's like
some
Andy, he's not.
Just
come on,
aren't salvageable even yeah. when a coach tells you there's something they're not.
Yeah, it's annoying, Gary. And frankly, and good call, buddy. Frankly, Rob Thompson should know better. Incredibly, Taiwan Walker might be about to start games again for the Phils because Rangers got a back situation. All right, coming up in 1 minute, your chance to win the tickets for comedian Jim Gaffigan. How you win those tickets today? That's up ahead in 1 minute.
If you're shopping for an engagement ring, do not make a purchase until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. You're getting the best value on these hand-selected diamonds, and these come directly from the world's premier diamond cutters. But only after Benari declines most of the diamonds presented to them. They're extremely selective, and they only return with the best of the best stones. That's why I tell you the value is next level. Then there are the designers. Benari carries the most sought-after bridal designers and one-of-a-kind rings that you can't get at a big-box jewelry store. If you don't find exactly what she wants, Benari will handcraft an engagement ring to her specifications. But to be clear, Benari has thousands of rings to choose from. You're focused on popping the big question. Benari provides something you won't see anywhere else, an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That diamond you purchase will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. That's a sound investment in a slippery world. Like I said, do not buy an engagement ring until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Seltzer and Rhea. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, 215-592-9494. So we honor Joe Wechter today, who obviously has had a legendary and long tenure here at WIP, 38 years. The only employee left from when WIP as a station flipped to a sports format, which was during the 1980s. He was actually here in the prior to that format, which is unbelievable. So he's done it for a long
time. Was it labeled the prior to that format at the time?
So okay. What was that format?
We'll have to ask
Middle
Joe later. What was it?
Middle of the Road. I think
it was Middle of the Road.
MOR music.
Well, I know Ken Garland was here.
Middle of the Road music is like soft something.
I never heard that term. Middle of the Road.
I haven't either. That's the Wechter said the exact same term though when you mentioned it. Middle of the Road. That's
never heard it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Middle of the Road music, Wechter.
Would that be like John Denver?
I think middle of the road? Something like that. Yeah.
No,
is Jim Croce middle of the road?
I like Jim Croce.
Joe Wechter says.
Crystal Gale is middle
Crystal
of the
Gale
road.
With the hair
Don't
down to the
you
ankles.
My brown eyes. Blue.
I only think of hair when I think of Crystal Gale.
I'll give you another middle of the road. Anne Murray must have been middle of the road. I loved Anne Murray.
Wechter says Yacht Rock would be like middle of the road type stuff now.
Oh, man. All right. So here's
Journey middle.
Nah, too
rocky.
Journey's too tough and mean and nasty.
So here's the deal. Today we honor Joe, and obviously his really long and very successful tenure on WIP. In honor of Joe and for your chance to win Jim Gaffigan tickets, we've got Gaffigan tickets today. He's going to be at the Borgata in November, November 7th, at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City. Tickets on sale, by the way, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you can also get them at theborgata.com and ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win them today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
In honor of Joe, someone like Joe, who did something at a really high level, was great at something for a really long time. High level, long time, longevity, greatness, combine them. Now, let me put this one disclaimer out there. Obviously, it's all relative. It's all relative. I mean, you can have a TV show that's been on for 50 years, and that's a long time in American TV. You can have the Roman Empire that did its thing for, you know, hundreds of years. Obviously, it's not the same length of time. So we will be the judge of the best combination of something that was, you know, went on for someone or something that went on for a really long time and did it at a high level. Give us a great answer, 215-592-9494. 94-94. John, who had both longevity and excellence? Give me an answer, my man.
I feel very gifted to have been standing next to Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
Many a huddle. Jerry Rice became an Oakland Raider when I was already there. So I even got to show him the ropes in some ways, which was crazy. But that's Jerry Rice.
When I was
in college, I was training with for the combine, you know, this time of year.
Sure.
With Raymond Ferris, who was his trainer, doing the hill workouts and everything, they're famous.
Yep.
Jerry Rice has become such an institution for work. Like, his whole persona, who he represents, what he represents is encapsulated in those hill workouts that everyone's dying to do now.
Yeah.
Like, that run, go hurt yourself so that you'll be better tomorrow. Like, Jerry Rice, he kind of started that whole thing.
Look, he was
credit to
legendary.
Him. Amazing.
Legendary
man.
For that. Seltzer, longevity, and greatness. Who do you got?
Started only a couple years after Joe Wachter. Still going, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah. They do have that walk around phony baloney for a TV show because it's animated. But yes, they have.
Hey, still going.
It has succeeded.
Still going.
All right, Rhea, give me an answer.
I'm going to go Meryl Streep. She's been acting since 1977, has been great. Last nominated in 2018
sure.
for The Post, which I loved, and has been in only Murders in the Building, which I also love.
I thought you were about to say Meryl Reese. I heard Meryl on it.
See, now you're going to make me feel bad.
Look, there's a lot of answers. Obviously, we all know the main answer.
Hammer!
I mean,
Hammer!
Beat the
Hammer.
Look, it's only been about 7 or 8 years
for
Beat
the Hammer.
Yeah,
that's not that long.
Hammer!
It's not a good answer.
But but on the excellence meter, it's 100
bad
out of 100.
Answer.
And then on the longevity.
Let's say, Game of Thrones was around for 7 years.
Well,
Game of Thrones
was
great. That wasn't long enough. That's not a long time. This is a weak answer.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones was only like 10 episodes a season. I give you 52.
You should be embarrassed.
Except for the Fridays that I take
on Joe Wachter Day.
Right,
you should be embarrassed.
All right, I'll give you something else. Dick Clark.
Much better answer.
The man was a legend. Dick Clark or Joe Wachter. You be the judge. Greater legend. No, Dick Clark had it. There's no doubt about it. Look, give us a big time answer. Longevity and excellence. Combine them. 215-592-9494. Who or what? Greatest example of being great at something for a long time. Best answer, and it can be someone alive, someone dead, something active, something not active, but went on for a long time. Give us big time answers. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, I've got a Pittsburgh Steeler answering a question about Aaron Rodgers. It's worth hearing, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth hearing. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls plus NCAA tournament stuff. We'll open that up next as well on 94 WIP. Yeah, that Ranger Suarez thing is. It's like a double bummer. It's a bummer for us, obviously, because it could impact the season and the start of the season, and who knows where it all goes with him. But then there's him and the reality that, obviously he's in a contract year. So, look, you can overcome it, but it's not good to see that his back is again an issue because we know when he's healthy, he's really good. And apparently he is not healthy right now. All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. So, Wachter's last day, 38 years. Here at WIP, we honor him today. Get the calls into the Times Viewers line. I know a lot of people call on the regular phone lines, and we appreciate that. But for those of you that want to get your point out there, maybe can't get through or don't have time to wait, Times Viewers is always there for, and our Times Viewers will be devoted to honoring Wachter today at the end of the show. So 215-238-4500 for you to get it in for Times Viewers, 215-238-4500. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, regular phone line number. Let's talk to Kenny right now. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning. Joe, thanks for letting me on today to talk about Joe Wachter. I have a quick story that I think I've only told once in the air about Joe. Back during Wing Bowl, they used to have what they call the Wachter's Cup, which went to the best entourage. And it was about halfway into the Wing Bowl when they came up with this. But they never actually had a trophy to give to anybody. And one night I came home from the bar, and John Ritchie might relate to something, having a clarity moment at about 4 a.m. when you come strolling in after a drink or two. And I came up with the idea for Joe because it's the most fitting thing I could think of. Took a block of scrap wood and pulled my cup out of my gym bag and screwed it on top and took magic marker and wrote Wachter's Cup. And that is what they gave out. from that point forward.
That's funny.
Kenny, it's here in studio today.
Yeah, Joe's showing us right now, actually. That's good stuff.
It's hard to know what to do with it, like whether to pick it up and
push it away.
You don't want to touch that, John.
Discard of it. It looks, wow, it looks like it's seen... It's seen some things through
the
years.
Well, it looks to me, Kenny, like the cup
that
portion is too big for you.
A used cup.
Yeah, but John, wouldn't you say that's too big for Kenny?
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Come on, man. Look at that thing. What is he,
man.
John? What is he, John Holmes now? What's going on here?
Whoa!
No, Kenny, I like it, man. Look, Kenny, I know Joe is one of your best friends. You and Joe are very close, and I'm glad you called in today, man.
And, well, we're going to celebrate tomorrow morning. We're on a plane to Clearwater for our annual trip. We're going to sit
beautiful.
On the balcony and scream at people just like the two old guys in the Muppet Show.
That's good, man. All right, Kenny.
Old guys on the Muppets.
Yep. Statler and Waldorf.
Love them.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
All right, Kenny, you got a shot to win these Gaffigan tickets. Who or what was great at something for a long time?
And he's still doing it. Sonny Hill.
Sonny
radio show and what he does for Philly basketball.
You got it. Sonny Hill, Kenny. Appreciate the
call.
Here's
a little thing about Sonny.
Yes.
Sonny had producers he called the A-team.
Okay.
Joe Wechter was the first one.
Okay.
I was the second, and it got me out of a speeding ticket by a New Jersey State Trooper one time.
Really?
Yep. I was on my way because he's 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Sure.
And, when I told the guy, he goes, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going, where do you work? I said, Sonny Hill. He goes, I like Sonny Hill. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
That's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Or thank
you, Sonny. Yeah, so, same thing. You know.
I like it a lot. All right, coming up in 1 minute, a question, actually two questions for you about the NCAA tournament, which really cranks up today, obviously around noon when this thing really gets going. Tournament questions coming up in just 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. I don't have to worry as much about when I can have my dog running out on the lawn. It's safer. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. Switch to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. And schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. You know you're going to make your lawn even more beautiful with free seeding every year. That thickens it up, makes it even greener and lusher. If you want greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, so 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing today. Let's throw the tournament into the mix here. So NCAA tournament's going on for 2 days, but it really kind of hasn't. Like, it has, but it hasn't. So they've gone from 68 teams to 64 teams, but it really cranks up today. And, you know, these next 4 days are many people would say the four best because, you know, it's just a it's an orgy of college basketball. And it's just
I want an orgy.
Well, Seltzer, you are fast.
Wow.
John, how does he do that? Like, he didn't know I was about to say that word. How does he know exactly where that is? James, how do you do that?
I don't know. I just am good at memory. Like, that's
my
where
God.
My memory works for that kind
it's
of
impressive.
Stuff.
Impressive. All right. So here's the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Now, I've said many times in recent years, college basketball and by extension the NCAA tournament don't have the same luster as they used to have, but... NCAA tournament's still a great thing. There's no question. I loved last year's. I didn't know many players going into it.
I won
it.
My first big bracket last year.
But
like,
even
it
aside
was amazing.
From that,
I thought it was a great tournament.
You had that Edney guy. You had UConn.
You had a truly great team in UConn.
Yeah.
There were storylines. Yeah,
some,
the Edey guy.
Some random shot down Kentucky early. Like, there were some cool games. So anyway, here's the first question related to the tournament. Is the NCAA tournament the best annual sporting event?
What a great question.
So Olympics aren't annual, World Cup's not annual, like the annuals.
Super Bowl, World Series,
yeah.
NBA championship.
All that.
Yep.
Wimbledon, the Masters.
Do you dock the NCAA tournament for expanding past the 64?
Not really. I mean, yes, but not in a way that I would say it moves it off potentially. Still
it doesn't
being the
change
best.
The enjoyment of these days.
Like, I agree.
I mean, today,
I just ignore the first 2 days.
I think today and tomorrow are the best two sports days of the year, personally. Like, that's how 100%. Much I love March Madness.
Well, I'm going to give you an I'm going to give you a flip side that I think. I'm going to give you a flip side that might have passed it because I've I've always enjoyed it, but come to enjoy it more in recent years. The NFL playoffs.
Yeah, well, especially divisional weekend.
The NFL playoffs are an annual event. It's an annual sporting event.
It is fantastic.
Divisional and wild card are
I love
bonkers.
It. Oh, man.
Bonkers.
And the idea, the feeling that I get thinking about that. Maybe some snow on the ground. Maybe some chili wafting through the house.
So, look, if this poll was taken 60 years ago, 50 years ago, I feel confident the World Series would be the thing. Like, that was the biggest annual thing.
Yeah,
in America, right,
100%.
In 1950, we weren't alive, but the World Series was...
Used to be played during the day.
Used to be played during the day.
All right. Fall classic, baby.
So, but we ask you, where we are now, is the NCAA tournament the best annual sporting event, yes or no? So we'll see where those answers go. Second poll question. To assess your excitement level for this year's tournament, are you excited for the NCAA tournament? Three choices. A, yes, a lot. B, yes, somewhat. C, no. Where do you stand at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter? Let us know. And you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. What do you think of the tournament, college basketball? Obviously, it's a massive shifting landscape. We know that. All right, speaking of shifting landscapes, Aaron Rodgers is available, and it hasn't exactly been smooth going for his free agency.
Shocking. Mm.
So Minnesota's already like, nope, we're good, we're done, we're going with the kid. So Minnesota's out.
Well, the rumor was that's where he wanted to go. Minnesota was where he was, you know, sort of gumming up the works because that's where he wanted to go play for that, you know, organization.
And could win,
that
potentially.
Coach. He thought the team was ready. Yeah, all that stuff.
Isn't it nice to see him not get his way?
Yes.
It is.
It really is.
I get, like, joy out of that.
I do too, James. I do too.
It makes me like that coach even more because, you know,
Minnesota's
part of
coach?
It, part of it was because he likes the McConnell guy.
Okay.
And he's very young and O'Connell. He's young and talented, and he's one of those guys who's, you know, the next Sean McVay type guy. That's who Aaron Rodgers wants to go play for. And I like the fact, and I don't know that this is how it went down, that he's saying, you know what, I don't need you though.
Because normally
it's very hard for a coach like that to say to a talented quarterback like this.
That's right.
You know, having played for Andy and for John Gruden, John Gruden was a collector of, like, quarterback talent.
I remember
He loved just getting those guys in and talking to them and just having as many of those guys around as possible. Sometimes that's just what happens. It's hard for a coach who is a football head to turn down an all-time, a future Hall of Fame quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
Andy had the chance to get Michael Vick and got him as his third-string quarterback. And that was about collecting quarterbacks. I mean, it was about collecting quarterbacks.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, though. Aaron Rodgers hasn't landed anywhere yet. Maybe he lands in Pittsburgh, maybe he doesn't. But one of Pittsburgh's stars and their defensive captain, Cam Hayward, earlier this week, I love his answer to, you know, is he going to recruit Aaron Rodgers? And the guy on his podcast said, like, would you follow him into what is it? One of those dark retreat rooms and all, you know, like to recruit him and try to connect with him. And I loved and Cam Hayward's answer speaks to, I think, how tired many NFL players, forget us, the general public, how many NFL players are frustrated with Aaron Rodgers. Here's what Cam Hayward said.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
I love that, John.
Yeah.
I love that, right?
He sounds like Pittsburgh, too.
Does.
You can hear the Pittsburgh coming off of him.
I love that answer, man. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll also ask you, what is top of mind for you with the Phils a week out from this thing getting real? All right, let's go to the phones. Look who's on the line, John. Our buddy, Mr. John Brazier. John Brazier calling in on Wechter's last day. Good morning, John.
What's up, guys? I got to call in for Joe Wechter since we've known each other for 31 years. And I got to say a couple things. He is the Wizard of Oz. He is the man behind the curtain that people don't see. He's also the voice of ventriloquist because he obviously feeds a lot of people some lines. And here's my my thought this morning is that Keith Jones would not be president of the Flyers without Joe Wechter.
That's very interesting.
Good take right there, honestly. Not a bad take, John Brazier.
So John, tell the audience the backstory of the Jonesy-Wechter on-air thing.
All right, so Joe Wechter would feed lines to Keith Jones. Now, Keith Jones obviously is naturally funny. He's hilarious. But Joe Wechter basically fed Keith Jones tons of lines that Jonesy took all the time. Jonesy became obviously famous locally. The local famousness, I guess, took him to national doing some broadcasting.
Yeah.
The national basically took him to, all right, his brand is so big, let's make him the president as his team is, you know, rebuilding. And so you could honestly say that Joe Wechter was very instrumental on making Keith Jones the president of the Flyers.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't either. I really don't. I think it's a great, great take.
That's
I really
pretty
do.
Good. You can't prove it, but I kind of like
you
what you're...
You can't prove it.
No, I like
no,
what
you
you're...
You can't prove it.
Joe, I would know how good the lines were, because in the days when Jonesy wasn't here, I would get those lines. I'm like, damn, these are good.
So,
Brazier, dude, I would be standing in the studio with Wechter while he was producing, and I would just see him feed these lines, and then Jonesy would just pop it right out. So, it was like a ventriloquist.
Brazier, I got a natural question about our own current show. Why hasn't he been feeding these lines to Richie?
I guess maybe he assumes that Richie is, you know, he's a Stanford guy, Michigan.
Now, you know what it is? Joe's in a different room now. Because James took you into Joe's room, and then Joe popped into another room. Roles changed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I could have benefited in a big way.
John, you could replace Smolinski as the president of the Eagles.
Exactly. Now you see the natural line of transition.
So it's a little late, John.
Yeah, it is.
I did not put two and two together like this, but I do feel like I got ripped off.
You did.
Well, I'm looking forward to hanging with Wechter in a couple days. So.
Yes.
Looking forward to hanging with Wechter in a couple days. He'll have his natural seat right at the Tiki Bar.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, look, John, we'll talk to you, I'm sure, in about a week and a half or so. Maybe opening day we get you on the show. And thanks for calling in today to honor
Wechter. You didn't ask me the question.
Okay, here's the question, sir.
Of the day. What's the question of the day?
Who or what was great at something for a long time?
Well, obviously, I got to say something in baseball since I've been in baseball for 32 years. So I'm going to go Ichiro because he did it for 28 straight years in a Hall of Fame fashion. So Ichiro.
Did he really play for 20? How many
including
years?
Including Japan, yeah.
28 years, yes. I think
did he really?
Oh, dude, yeah. He played for 9 years before he came over here.
I know he won 7 straight batting titles in Japan before.
So how old was he when he...
Was he
40?
He was older than that.
He played till he was like 42 or 3.
He's
or
my favorite non-Phillies player.
He's up there for me. I loved
watching him play.
All right, John, great answer with Ichiro, man. Great stuff. You know, and John, thanks for the call. Richie, Ichiro is the one guy people think if he had started his career here could have and would have passed Pete Rose.
Yeah. I mean, he set the record for hits in a season with 262, most hits in a season ever by anybody.
Incredible. I mean, think
still
about
got
this
over 3,000, yeah.
He got to 3,000 hits here, over 3,000, and won 7 batting titles there before he got here.
See, isn't that unbelievable?
I never watched him play enough
He was so fun.
He was awesome. He
also had one of the strongest outfield arms we've ever seen in the history of baseball,
Oh, really?
Too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He still has the record for the fastest opening pitch, like a ceremonial first pitch. He threw a 94-mile-per-hour pitch as like a ceremonial first pitch when he was for the in Seattle game, like a few years ago.
All right, 215.
A few years ago.
So 48 or something like that.
No way.
No, Ichiro's a marvel.
So how hard could he throw when he was a player? Could he throw 100 miles an hour as a player?
I don't know, maybe.
Ben and Ichiro were boys. Ben the next time he's in here. They play together.
If you just look up like Ichiro throws from the outfield, you'll see some amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right, I have heard some of that.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Bryson Stott, what he said this week on WIP when talking to Joe and Hugh detailing his injury from last year. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of these topics. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because, you know, they are turning the excitement for the tournament up to an even higher level with college basketball. You know, through the first two rounds of the tournament, and they define it as that which begins today. So today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, first two rounds, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you will win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. It's an upset that you don't have to be upset about. Look, it's obviously great. What's about to happen is a bonanza of college hoops as we go in the next couple days from 64 to 16. It's four of the greatest sporting days of the year every year. And find the bet with a low-seeded team, lock it in, and you can obviously win, as I said, a share of $1 million. So, in bonus bets. It's an amazing opportunity at FanDuel.com/Hammer. To bet the tournament, FanDuel.com/Hammer. Obviously, all the regular bets are there. You know, just game by game. Who's going to win? Who's going to win it all? It's all there for you with the tournament at FanDuel.com/Hammer.